Editorial Changes, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Within about a week of each other, major U.S. stamp collecting publications announced important personnel changes. Wayne Youngblood will take the helm of American Stamp Dealer and Collector, a glossy magazine, as well as the more scholarly Collectors Club Philatelist, published by the prestigious Collectors Club in New York. Wayne is already the editor of Topical Time, the journal of the organization for those who collect stamps by subject. Jay Bogalke is returning to Lynn Stamp News, the major stamp collecting newspaper in the U.S., where he will now be editor-in-chief. For the past 3 years, he's been the editor of American Philatelist, the official journal of the American Philatelic Society. That's the nation's largest stamp collecting organization. Philatelist is the fancy word for stamp collector, and so the journal has the largest circulation of any stamp collecting publication in the U.S. Jay is only 35. In his previous stints at Lynn's and at APS, he helped them move into the digital age, adding videos and social media. Wayne is taking over from two editors who are retiring. Jay is an addition at Lynn's, which had been shrinking every time someone leaves, such as Jay. Jay and Wayne are two of the most popular people in stamp collecting, and both are very active stamp collectors themselves. The odd man out in this game of editorial musical chairs is the APS, which must now find a new editor for American Philatelist fairly quickly. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to find out who that next editor of American Philatelist is, visit virtualstampclub.com.